like a stranger's eye through the curtain clouds of night, where a solitary bauble star hung from strands of silver light. Somewhere far off, a dog barks at the rush of a passing car, and the wind plucks tunelessly on a telegraph wire guitar. There's a rhythmic creak of a rocking chair on weary wooden boards, and the soft rasp of smoky breath across aging vocal cords. And in the room behind the porch, a clock is ticking slow, as if it really couldn't summon up the energy to go. And she lay still for the first time in 15 wasted years, and he licks salts of comfort from the moisture of his tears, and the rest is silence, except for the drip, drip of blood into the pool on the floor, the beating of his heart, the sirens, and the hammering on the door.